Test 9, Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. A camping trip.
Are you all packed for your camping trip, Matthew?
Yes, I've got a list of all the things I'm supposed to take. 2 pullovers, 4 pairs of socks, a pair of trousers, and hiking boots.
What about your sleeping bag?
Oh yes, good thing you reminded me.
Won't you need a foam mattress to put underneath?
Mrs. Summers said we're not supposed to bring any. The school is supplying those.
And I think a pair of gloves might come in handy. Who knows? You might get some snow up on the mountains.
There is no snow on the mountains this time of year, Claire.
And what about a torch? You'll need it to find your way in the dark.
You're right. And I'd better pack some spare batteries, just in case.
Are you all packed for your camping trip, Matthew?
Yes, I've got a list of all the things I'm supposed to take. 2 pullovers, 4 pairs of socks, a pair of trousers, and hiking boots.
What about your sleeping bag?
Oh yes, good thing you reminded me.
Won't you need a foam mattress to put underneath?
Mrs. Summers said we're not supposed to bring any. The school is supplying those.
And I think a pair of gloves might come in handy. Who knows? You might get some snow up on the mountains.
There is no snow on the mountains this time of year, Claire.
And what about a torch? You'll need it to find your way in the dark.
You're right, and I'd better pack some spare batteries, just in case.
A TV documentary.
Did you watch that documentary about the Amazon rainforest last night? I didn't know it suffers so much from human exploitation.
Isn't it a shame? It's one of the most biodiverse regions on Earth, and yet we keep destroying it.
I loved the wildlife shots, especially the ones with the crocodiles. I wonder, wasn't the cameraman afraid to get so close to them?
Well, maybe the cameramen feed them before doing the shooting. This way, camera people can ensure they won't be attacked.
Well, from what I've read, crocodiles will usually only become aggressive if they feel threatened.
Anyway, the whole thing is definitely very dangerous.
Which means they deserve every penny they make. And I suppose they make an awful lot of money.
And rightly so. They show everybody how wonderful and precious wildlife is.
Did you watch that documentary about the Amazon rainforest last night? I didn't know it suffers so much from human exploitation.
Isn't it a shame? It's one of the most biodiverse regions on Earth, and yet we keep destroying it.
I loved the wildlife shots, especially the ones with the crocodiles. I wonder, wasn't the cameraman afraid to get so close to them?
Well, maybe the cameramen feed them before doing the shooting. This way, camera people can ensure they won't be attacked.
Well, from what I've read, crocodiles will usually only become aggressive if they feel threatened.
Anyway, the whole thing is definitely very dangerous.
Which means they deserve every penny they make. And I suppose they make an awful lot of money.
And rightly so. They show everybody how wonderful and precious wildlife is.
Shopping.
Agnes, we've practically spent the whole day shopping for clothes for Jude's party.
That's because I haven't found what I'm looking for yet, Mike. I've got a very specific thing in mind.
But we've been to at least 4 different shops. Isn't there anything you like here?
Well, this dress might be close to what I have in mind, but I must try it on first. Last time I bought a dress, it didn't fit properly around the waist.
The assistant told me there are some designer dresses on sale this week.
I'm not going to look at designer clothes, even if there's 50% off. They would still be a lot over my budget.
So why don't you try this one on then? The fitting rooms are over there, and if you need a different size, just ask, and I will get it for you. Agnes, we've practically spent the whole day shopping for clothes for Jude's party.
That's because I haven't found what I'm looking for yet, Mike. I've got a very specific thing in mind.
But we've been to at least 4 different shops. Isn't there anything you like here?
Well, this dress might be close to what I have in mind, but I must try it on first. Last time I bought a dress, it didn't fit properly around the waist.
The assistant told me there are some designer dresses on sale this week.
I'm not going to look at designer clothes, even if there's 50% off. They would still be a lot over my budget.
So why don't you try this one on then? The fitting rooms are over there, and if you need a different size, just ask, and I will get it for you.